I know everyone has memories of cracking open some wonderful pistachios. I used to always throw a bag of the classic roasted, salted, wonderful pistachios in the cart when I was grocery shopping growing up. And I remember always having a bowl going in the kitchen while cracking them open. Roasted Salted is still my classic, but recently I've been trying all the flavors, and I must say, even though I love in-shell pistachios for the activity of cracking them open, Wonderful Pistachios, no shell, salt and vinegar might just be my new favorite.
Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. There's 6 grams of protein per 1 ounce serving. That's packing a protein punch. Chili roasted, honey roasted, sea salt and pepper, jalapeno lime. There are so many flavors to try out, and Wonderful Pistachios has become one of my favorite snacks recently. I need my snacks to be a good source of protein, and I love when I can eat snacks with my hands. It's easy, it's fun. What more can you ask for?
I also really like using the no-shell pistachios from Wonderful Pistachios to put on salads or rice bowls. Spring and summer salads are going to be so good. I can't wait to add the jalapeno lime ones to a fresh salad, and I've been using the chili roasted flavor on top of rice bowls recently. Visit wonderfulpistachios.com to learn more and find out where you can get Wonderful Pistachios near you. The weather is getting warmer here in Boston, finally, and I'm sure wherever you are in the world, you guys experience the same thing. The second the sun comes out, the second it gets warm, everyone says goodbye to jackets and sweaters and starts wearing spring and summer fits for the rest of time. I don't care if it gets rainy. I don't care if it gets colder again. I'm in spring and summer fits because I'm standing in my power. And I wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul this year because it just felt fitting with a new era. And obviously, I want high quality pieces, but I don't want to spend a fortune. Luckily, I found Quince, and now I have a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. Because these are high quality pieces, they're staying in my wardrobe. The best part is that all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands, and they even show you on the website how much you're saving, which is awesome. Quince partners directly with top factories, cutting out the costs of the middleman and passes those savings on to us. I recently got a really, really nice linen set of like pants and a short sleeve button up, both in white linen, which is awesome. And I know they're going to be my staple all spring and all summer. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/goals for free shipping on your order and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals to get free shipping and 365 day returns. Quince.com/goals.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Hey y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
What's up, everyone? Welcome back to Girls with Goals with your hosts, Anne Catherine
and Caroline.
And today we have an episode that we honestly started talking about in last week's episode and that we've been waiting to do for a while, which is living differently than the people around you. But before we get into it, we're going to do a quick highs, lows, and goals, how we start every episode. Hi, school's almost over, almost, because we still have some assignments. And my second high is that merch is getting closer
to being shipped,
to you. So, that's exciting.
Yeah, my highs, I'm going home this afternoon when we're recording. I got pretty lucky with my finals that almost everything I have to do is online, so I don't have to be in person for finals week, so now that my classes for this semester are over, I'm going home. And It feels very relieving. What's that movie? I'm going home. So I'm excited. I'm going home in a few hours. It's also so nice and sunny. It, like, I can't believe it's December. I was just walking outside. I went to a Pilates class this morning. I walked there and back, but I had like a hoodie and a jacket on, and I was sweaty. I went to Solid Core.
Oh.
Because I had a class credit, so I wanted to use it before I left.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That's what I keep saying. I think I said it. That was my low in last week's episode. Was anytime you walk outside,
it's always the weather, and it's like, always sleep. There's always something about the two. No, because
before you say that, mine is sleep, but it's valid, this one.
Okay.
But it's not really the weather. But I said last time, it's like I can't walk outside without, one, needing a jacket, but like a jacket is too much, but a sweatshirt is too little. So I end up being in this weird limbo of being like sweaty whenever I go outside now. My low was, and I know we said there was no sleep for the lows anymore, but this one's valid because my bed, I absolutely hate it. Can't stand it. I got a bed when we moved to this apartment and it was too, like I like a firm bed. I can't sleep if it's too squishy, and my bed is just far too squishy, and I've tried to deal with it, but it's just not working, and I've reached a limit. I didn't go to sleep. I was, like, in bed last night at 10. I don't think I fell asleep until, like, it started getting bright out. It was absurd, and I hate it. I'm so uncomfortable. I feel like my neck is weird. I feel like I'm...
My low is a really big low.
What?
Let me walk you through... Oh, okay. Let me walk you through my day the other day. So, like I said, this was kind of my finals week because I had a lot of presentations and papers versus exams that I have to stay for. And so there was one day where I had two big final presentations, like group presentations in the same day, one of those being at 8 a.m. I was up pretty late the night before finishing those. I had also been up late the night before that working on them. And so the few nights before this 8 a.m. presentation, I didn't get much sleep. I wake up late in the morning and I'm rushing to get out the door. I want to eat something. I hadn't bought groceries in a while. We had just baked cookies the night before. I grab a cookie with frosting, a coffee. So I put a bunch of sugar and caffeine in my body.
What could possibly go wrong?
After not much sleep. So we're just adding on like a lot of habits that are just not very typical for me. And then I show up to this 8 a.m. class.
I want to note that she didn't tell us. All she said was cookie. And then I went to put something in the trash and I see an empty thing of frosting. And I was like,
I had to frost the cookie.
That changes everything.
Yeah, it was just like a lot of sugar first thing in the morning.
That just slams you.
Yeah. And coffee. And like, God knows how much. And like, probably not that much water. Like, it was just bad. I was just doing things that were like very much out of my ordinary. Just out of convenience. And I feel like sometimes I get that way with like finals and stuff. Like I just like hadn't grocery shopped in a week. I didn't have anything. So I grabbed a cookie for breakfast. So I show up, I stand up, I start doing this presentation and I start talking and I just get a wave of anxiety. Like while I'm talking during my presentation, like, and I'm typically pretty good at public speaking. Like, yeah, it's a nerve wracking thing, but it, like, I'm pretty well practiced at it. I also have a podcast. I'm comfortable talking. So it's not necessarily something I've experienced before where like all of a sudden my body just like was like shaking and my head was like dizzy and spinning. And I literally had to take a step back and turn to my resident and say like, I'm so sorry. Like, I just got super anxious. I don't know what happened. I finished my slide really quickly and I like stepped back, but it was like a traumatic experience for me. And it felt very like out of body experience. Like I just wasn't expecting that to happen. I hadn't like experienced something like that, like publicly before. Like it was honestly kind of scary. And then it like really tripped me up for the rest of the day. And honestly, these like next couple of days trying to just like recover from that moment. But looking at the big picture of it, it definitely goes to show, like, a lot of the time when you, like, live a certain lifestyle or you have certain habits, sometimes you don't even realize how positive the effects are until you do something differently. And then I'm like, holy shit, that just, like, ruined everything. Like, people talk about, like, oh, you eat well and, you know, it makes your energy better, it makes your mood better, it makes your brain work better. And maybe you don't realize that until you wake up and you eat a cookie and frosting and then try to do a presentation and like literally die. Like, you know, like literally, I can't even explain how, like, I, yeah, it was bad. But I think that it was kind of like a learning thing, or even it's very connected to what we want to talk about today with, like, you know, when your habits are different than other people's, and or your values are different than other people's, or you feel like you're living differently than the people around you, like how important it is to just stay true to what actually feels good to you. Because it's times like that where, like, you do things really differently. And I feel like I can always sustain it for, like, one day or 2 days maybe. And then something hits me every time. Like, every time I live differently than I typically do, it's okay for, like, a day or a week. Like, I can have fun with it. I can embrace it during the time. But I think I'm somebody who's, like, very, very sensitive to changes in my habits. And so eventually I hit something that is, like, debilitating. Like when we went to Costa Rica over the summer, it was a week where I was like drinking so much more than I typically would, sleeping so much less than I typically would. And like in the moment, I was embracing that and like handling it. I swear to God, I got home and I was like bedridden for like at least a week. Like it just like debilitated me physically and mentally.
I had to go to work.
Yeah, she had to get up in lifeguard for the next week. But I don't know, just examples that I think that I'm very sensitive to changes in habits, and I definitely need to understand that about myself and plan ahead better, because it's like really, really I decide to change up all of these things the day before like my most important final presentations, and it really hit me. And then I didn't even mention this, but I go to do my second presentation and I was just so paranoid that like,
you know, that
the same thing almost happened. Like I pulled it together, but I had to honestly take a step back and breathe during that one too, because I was so paranoid. It was like such a traumatic moment for me.
Yeah, she'd come home in tears.
Of course I came home in tears. It was awful.
Not the silly part wasn't obviously that she was crying, but it was she walks inside to our roommate and I, mascara stains down her face. And wait, do you know this episode of New Girl where Schmidt, I think it was the day before their wedding, and Nick was like trying to do something new, and Schmidt was like, what a fun low stakes time to try new things.
That's what it's like. And I feel like I always
pick that always those happens
times. It always happens. And like when we went, like our most recent trip when we went to Europe a month ago, when we went from London to Italy, and we had an early flight to get to Italy the next morning.
No, because so I just pulled an all-nighter. I like those
and
nights.
I love it. Like, I love it in the moment. If I'm, like, having fun and I love what I'm doing, I embrace that. But I also know that, like, then my trip in Italy, like, it affected me almost the whole trip. The lack of sleep and the stuff,
I think
know?
It was the things yet to come, which we'll talk about, in the era of living differently than the people around you.
Yeah.
So. Oh, we need a goal. Really
quick goal for the week. Well, mine, I'm going home, so I just, like, I don't even have one specific goal other than I just, like, want to feel good. And I'm excited for this entire month of December, honestly, to just, like, have so much more time to focus on myself, to focus on, like, my own passions and things, but also just, like, energy towards myself more sure. than anything.
Starting a new job in January, and it was supposed to start January 3rd, but now it's starting, it got pushed back a week, so now I've...
That's a ton of time.
I know.
That's exciting. I think, you know what? I think mine's the 11th as well. I think mine is pushed back a little bit farther than I was expecting.
My goal is, my dad is coming back from a business trip. He's flying into Boston. So he's going to come here tonight. And then tomorrow, like no one else is here. Our roommate is home for the night, day. And then Caroline's going home. But our dad will be here with me tonight, and we're gonna hang out tomorrow, go for a run along the Charles, which he doesn't get to do. He obviously doesn't like come down here.
Okay.
I walked Stanley the other day and we didn't quite make it to the water, but he's been asking to go on a run by the water, so we're gonna have a day. Run, brunch, that's probably it. Live it up. But my goal is to like do the run well, because I don't really like running with other people.
Okay. So let's talk.
So in the last episode, and also before, I remembered the Thanksgiving episode, we talked about being healthy or fit in an extended family and getting judged for living differently. But I feel like living differently is such a big theme that isn't really talked about as a theme as much, you know what I mean? And like just like the irritations of it.
Yeah.
And the judgment of it, and just like the frustration of maybe feeling like the environment you live in doesn't foster what you want.
Yeah.
Which is like so irritating.
Living differently in the sense of like not necessarily just going with like the culture of everyone else around you or what everyone else wants to do, but like truly just doing what you want and what you care about doing or what makes your life feel good at all times. I think we could all be a little bit better at doing that. So there's like two things is like, how do we do that more and actually just like live the way that we want to live? But then also the repercussions, or maybe not necessarily repercussions, but like what it actually is like doing that. Mm-hmm. And the kind of frustrations that then can come from it when you do like really just value living the way that you want to live, mm-hmm. but it doesn't necessarily align with the people around you.
Yeah. So the general vibe of this whole episode and everything we talk about is like, do what you want to do. But we understand how frustrating and annoying and literally like painful that can be in an environment that fosters the exact opposite. And speaking from experience, I think we both, and if you're listening to this, you definitely align with living very differently than maybe like the norm in terms of health and interests and values and time management even.
Mm-hmm.
And that's frustrating. But with specific people, I think obviously the people in your environment and like your friends and relationships can really impact that either super positively and support that or negatively and kind of, you know, diminish your own values and make it really hard to live in the way that you want to. I think, like we said in last episode, I think contradictions and differences in your friends and the relationships you have are super necessary. That's one of my, I think I said in the last episode, but like I love having contradictory, and not in a negative way, but just like people who live differently. I've met people who are exactly like me, and like it's kind of boring. Like it's obviously it's like a good, but you can't, if you meet someone who is exactly like you, like in every single way, it's of course you're gonna like each other, you're gonna find some things to talk about and to like, mm-hmm. you know, bond over and agree upon. But I feel like you reach a limit with people who are exactly like you.
There's not like new things to learn.
Right. You can't gain additional like depth because there's no variance.
And I feel like sometimes there's like a competitive undercurrent as well. Even if you don't sometimes. Mean for it to be, there's like, it's a lot easier to compare yourself to somebody who is very yeah. similar to you than
it
someone
who's
different.
It just gets kind of bland. You know what I mean? It just gets bland. But it's like, it's good until a limit, but you just can't get further. Like you're not going to become absolute number one BFFs with someone who has no differences to you, because mm-hmm. there's nothing to learn from each other. There's no depth to be had there, additional depth that you couldn't get on your own.
Yeah. But then on the flip side, there's also sometimes people who just like don't align with you whatsoever. So yeah, we were absolutely. Kind of like, okay, so where's the point? And
what's
I feel
the
like
ratio
what we determined is like people who have similar values but manifest in different ways mm-hmm. are that type of like contrast that works really well with any sort of relationship versus somebody who's the exact same, but also versus somebody who just doesn't share your values at all. Because then yeah. you just don't understand each other.
That's what I came up with that phrasing with one of my friends who is that. Like, we have the same values, or similar values, and at least can, you know, understand and see each other's points of view and values, but mm-hmm. manifest super differently. So maybe someone, like, on the street or who knows us both, you know, someone individually would not assume that we are friends, but we get along super well. Some of my favorite people, like, historically, are people that have that same similar-ish...
Wait, what do you mean historically? Like, in your personal life? Like, historically in your life? Or you mean, like...
I'm not talking about Thomas Jefferson here.
I don't know. Like, define what you mean by some of my favorite people historically.
Oh, like, yeah. I'm not into history. I don't know the history of people. No, like, in my personal
okay,
history.
Okay. In my 20 years of existence.
Yeah. No, but in my 20 years of being friends with people, some of my favorite people are the people that have, like, similar-ish values. And ways of thinking, I think, is really important. Like I said, you don't have to be the exact same. You shouldn't maybe be the exact same. But being able to agree with some points and understand and hear each other out on ways of thinking and, you know, different values. But then it manifests differently. So, and I like focusing on the similar values because there are, like Caroline said, some people that have similar manifestations or, like, present similarly to you. But we'll have completely different values. And it's so fucking frustrating to be in a friendship with them. Because obviously you're like, oh my God, how many times have you been like, oh my God, you have to meet my friend. Like, you would love each other. You don't get along. if you like meet someone on the, and it, like maybe you don't not get along, right? But it's like, I don't love that person because we have different values. Maybe yeah. we like wear the same clothes and I don't know, both like kava. But beyond that, what do we, there's, what do yeah. we, there's the minds and the brains don't line up. And of course, no one's way of thinking or values, maybe, I guess with some exceptions, are better than another person's. It's just your personal preference. But that's important. Like, that should be valued and that should be respected in your relationships and friendships yeah. that you have around you.
Wait, super interesting example. I feel like people are always, like, assuming that I would be into like a super like gym guy or something like that. Like,
people, I have this written down. Really? Let me that's get your to example. It.
Well, I want to say it because it's like, I feel like it's all the time. People are like, oh, like you would probably like, you would really like this guy. Like, he like goes to the gym and stuff. But I'm like, people assume that like, as somebody who goes to the gym, I just like would want to date someone who goes to the gym. And honestly, I couldn't care less. Like, I actually am like super not into like a gym bro type of vibe. Like, I want someone who Wait, just one time cares someone, about their health. That's all. Like,
one time someone asked me, they're like, I don't know how we got on the conversation, but they're like mid date. They were like, are you into like gym rats?
Wait, you were on a date with someone and they said that to you?
Yeah, no, and
did
then,
they fit that?
No, let me okay. finish. They're like, so something came up and they're like, are you into gym rats? And then they stop themselves and they're like, oh, well, actually, I'm gonna go with no because you're here with me right now. And I was like, I mean, I'm not, like, yes, I'm I don't not. Care. I'm not into
I'm
gym
so
rats.
I'm so not.
But you need some level of, we'll get to this because there's gonna be a whole section on like health and activity levels of different relationships, but you need some sort of like, active lifestyle, or if you're sedentary, you need to be with someone who lives a sedentary lifestyle, because how frustrating and like yeah. imbalanced would it be if you're in a relationship and someone is super active, go go go, and someone is more like relaxation,
yeah,
not as active. Whichever person you are in that relationship, it's gonna be irritating because you just won't align in the physical things you want to do.
Yeah, but that's like the manifestation might look the same, like, oh, like someone else also goes to the gym and I also go to the gym. But, like, I don't care if you're going to the gym. Like, what I care is that somebody just, like, values their own health and cares about themselves.
Right. Like, you if know? I suggest so I actually going don't on a like coffee that. Walk, are you going to
yeah.
be down?
Yeah.
If I suggest, like, going, I don't know. I don't know. I'm an activities person. I need someone that wants to do activities. Friend, whatever. I love activities.
I like activities, too. And we were talking about this. So this is a big piece of, like, the living differently than other people. Like, something in Catherine and I have been so frustrated with, specifically this semester of school more than anything, for whatever reason, is just,
I think it's always been present, culture, but I haven't accepted the fact that I don't like it.
Yeah, the culture is going out. The culture is drinking, and that is it. Like, that is,
but there's
absolutely
no
where
the
it stops.
For me,
is where, what else?
My issue isn't with the fact that people want to go out and drink every night. Do what you will. My issue is no one wants to go to dinner anymore.
When's the last time I went out to dinner with someone?
But it's not even for lack of asking. How many times have I fucking invited someone to dinner, asked someone to go to dinner, and no one wants to go? Like, yeah. point blank said no.
Like, all people care about,
like, my
like,
friends,
truly is, like,
my
going
my friends
out.
Saying no to, like, going to dinner or yeah. coming over.
Yeah, but then they want you to just, like, go out. And I'm like, go out for what, though? Because here's the thing, and somebody asked on like an Instagram story question box that I put up yesterday, my views on alcohol, which I think was a super interesting question, because I'm like, I like it sometimes and I don't like it other times. What I don't like is when that seems to be the only option for like what people our age want to do or what the culture is or what the activity is. It's only ever we're going to a party, we're going to a pregame, we're going out to a bar. Like when is the last time somebody wanted to just like walk around or go shopping or go to dinner or something like that? It is all just drinking and going out. And I'll do that sometimes, but that's not like my favorite thing in the world. Like, I want a lot of other things too.
First of all, it is absolutely my least favorite thing in the world because it makes me nauseous to think about sometimes. And I know that's what my friends are doing. I'm like, I know it's not about people like drinking but number one, it's about, cause like I will drink it, not often because I just would rather not, but I don't have an issue with it, obviously. And my issue comes from the activities within going out. people just go stay. Of course, it's not every night. And of course, it's not the whole night. But
and I feel like we also go to a mild school when it comes to going out as well.
Oh my God, yeah.
Which is crazy because, like, I honestly, like, I just could not survive at a state school or something. But again, it's just all about you compared to other people. Like, for some people, like, they fit right into that and that's totally fine. It aligns with them. But as someone who that doesn't align with, I just can't even imagine myself.
Let me finish the sentence. Okay. People go out and they stand around and make fake conversations so it seems like they have something to talk about so that the other random-ass people in the bar or wherever you are see that you are conversing and that you are there with friends. And oh my God, it's so frustrating.
And the talk is always about, oh, the crowd sucks. This sucks.
It's always, this sucks. This is so bad.
Oh, like, this is bad.
Where can we go next?
Yeah, where to next?
Where to next? What's better? What's better? I don't give a shit. Maybe, like... It's so frustrating. I cannot stand it. And it's been, like, very recent that I've gotten this ick. Like, ick. It's literally an ick. I was at a bar one night with, there were, like, two entrances, one upstairs, one downstairs, and one of my friends and I went in, like, the upstairs, and some other people were going in the downstairs, and we ended up,
like, trying to meet
in the middle. But with the upstairs friend, like, we're friends. We know each other not extremely well. We're not, like, BFFs, but it's definitely not an issue to be just the two of us, right? And we're standing there, we got drinks, and she said something, like, the first thing, I forgot exactly what she said, but it was something like, oh, the crowd sucks, or like, oh, this drink is good, or, like, something that just, like, didn't need to be said, but was said just to say something type of vibe.
Mm.
And it just, like, that was the whole conversation, and it was just so frustrating, and I was so irritated with that point. It had nothing to do with her.
Yeah.
It had everything to do with, like, that's just the culture. Like, is anyone actually having a... If you're gonna have a conversation, have a conversation. If you're not gonna have a conversation, no worries. Yeah. Like, I'm fine not... Like, I'm just as happy not saying something, but don't say something. Everyone just feels the need to talk so that it seems like they're talking. And everyone feels the need to be with people so it seems like they're with people and they know people. And that's the part that I'm so done with. I just cannot stand it.
Yeah.
It's literally standing in a circle making fake conversation. And of course, if you get super drunk and, like, the vibes are good, then you'll have fun and you'll move away from the conversation. But 90% of the time, it's the fucking fake conversation.
Mm.
And I just can't stand it. I don't want to be there.
My thing is, like you were saying, like, it's always just feels, like, fake and forced and stuff. I don't want to have to drink to make something fun. The times when I actually enjoy drinking are when, like, the environment in the group is right and it's already fun and that can just add to it. But I don't ever like it when it's something where it's like, oh, we're just gonna go out just to go out and I'm gonna get drunk just to get drunk. Like, that is always a miserable experience for me and I don't like to do it.
Do you want to learn a new language? Maybe for an upcoming trip, maybe to better connect with friends who speak other languages, maybe you just want a new skill. Rosetta Stone is going to help get you there. When talking about Rosetta Stone, I always think about when we were maybe 5 years old and our dad started traveling to China for work. He used Rosetta Stone for Mandarin and obviously Caroline and I would use it too, especially when we found out that we were going to move to Asia. That is such a core memory for me, and I can so vividly remember speaking into the computer, listening to the audio, and, like, matching it so vividly. And the best thing about Rosetta Stone is that Rosetta Stone offers a lifetime membership. So you can buy the program now and get forever access to all the lessons, all the languages, forever. So I've been using this lifetime membership to pick back up my Mandarin, and let me tell you, Rosetta Stone is incredible. The way that it is so immersive has me back to being confident in my Mandarin so quickly, and you can even start from scratch. Of course, they have 25 languages to learn, and it's immersive. You learn it naturally, and you should definitely check it out. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, Girls with Goals listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
If you're in college or high school and are looking to build your credit up, then the Ambition Card by College Ave is for you. This is a card that helps you safely build a positive credit history while you are in college.
We talk a lot about financial literacy and making sound financial decisions. Cue literally every conversation we've had on dupes and making smart finance decisions ever. And building a solid credit history helps so much, especially when you can get ahead while you're in college.
The Ambition Card helps you prepare for post-grad living with no late fees, no interest charges, and no credit check to qualify. Making payments on time will help positively impact and build your credit score.
The Ambition Card is specifically designed to help you, not hurt you, and you may not realize how important building a positive credit history while in college is right now, but I promise once you've graduated and are looking into renting your own apartment, opening a new credit card, starting a business, asking for a loan for anything, car insurance, getting a new car, your credit history sticks with you and has the opportunity to get you good deals and loans in the future if it's good, which is why I think this Ambition Card is such an amazing opportunity to get ahead of building your credit and start strong.
It's easy to get started. You can transfer money to your account and even set your own spending limit too. You've got money goals and the Ambition Card will help get you there. Check it out at ambitioncard.com. The Ambition Card is issued by Evolve Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Results may vary. Credit history is impacted by a number of factors.
But and that it's is just for what everyone it else. Is. They just and, don't
but I think it is too.
That they no can one, say no.
Exactly. Or they just, that's just what it is. That's what they do. I don't know. But it's just frustrating. And when I worded this on Instagram yesterday, like somebody wrote me something and was like, it was so nice to like hear you say that and have that put into words, because it's frustrating being somebody who wants to drink sometimes, but not all the time. And then where do you fit into the culture where it's like, that's what it is all the time? Like, how do I be someone who's just like a sometimes selective, but also I want to go out to dinner and get a drink. I want to go like do something fun and like actually do something. I think and Catherine and I are just both so not into the like forcing things, going out to just go out, like
it's having thing, to pull and I think things I said together. This probably like over a year ago on the podcast, but it's everyone wants to socially, no one gives a shit, we'll get into this about like social views, but no one gives a shit about you. They care about saying that they can know you. They care about saying that they can go out and say hi to someone and they're like, oh, I know her. No, you know my name, maybe.
Yeah.
You know what I look like. That's about it. Like, God forbid someone knows a single thing about you or cares to know. It's all about the optics of everything. And still, you're going to stand there and in a room full of people that you can say you know, you're going to be like, this sucks. Where can we go next? What can we
because
do next?
Because you don't What's have anything better? To What's actually better? Talk about because you don't actually know each other.
I saw a TikTok the other day and it was like, when you get sober, you realize who like your real friends and going out friends are. And everyone in the comments was like, blown away. They're like, oh my God, that's so true. And I was like, yeah, obviously.
Huh.
Obviously.
Yeah.
It's wild. And I hate it. I, for one, hate it. If someone in Boston wants to go to a nice dinner,
please text me.
Or like lunch, let me know. I have some great recommendations, but no one wants to.
Does anyone want to go ice skating?
I would love to go ice skating.
On the note of people just want to know a lot of people, I also think that's a part of the culture of, I don't know, maybe it's like our age, but maybe it's not. Like maybe it's like all of life. I felt like that in high school. I feel like that now. Like I know my parents experienced that too. Like people just want to have people to be around most of the time.
I was like writing little notes, kind of guidelines for the episode, and I went to write down social. And I was like, in college, blah, blah. And then I deleted that part because, like, it's not in college. And I was like, it's been always. Our parents talk about that. Like, my grandma probably talks about that. And it's wild. But I think it's just the type of the personal preference. And again, like, you do you. These are my personal preferences. And I'm going to get heated because I prefer
Well, it's them. Frustrating. And in Catherine and I, like, we talk about it with each other so much. And it's like, I'm so grateful we have each other, but at the end of the day, like, we're siblings. Like, there's not that many people outside who I feel like feel the same way, or at least we talk about feeling the same way. And there are some people who are, like, I do have, like, some good friends that, to, like, some extent feel the same way and align with that. But honestly, I feel like, for the most part, people just feed into the system of,
because
like,
they don't know or they don't have enough,
of, like, a social hierarchy of gossip. I fucking hate gossip.
Oh, my God.
I fucking hate it.
Not good. Like, I'll eat it up if it's valuable to me. Of course, everyone, like, likes a little bit of gossip and a little bit of talking. I really could not care less if, so many times people have been over and it's, like, are talking about people that are, like, 3 times removed from them, 4 times removed from me, and they're in everyone's business.
I know.
I don't need to know everything about that person's life and what you think is wrong with it and what you think is and isn't okay with it. Move along. Deal with your own shit.
No, for real.
I'll sit there and talk about your shit.
Or mine.
First degree. I don't care if it's third degree, like 6 degrees of separation. Don't talk about it. Talk about what's in like 1 or 2 degrees of separation from you. That's great.
Or yourself.
Talk about yourself.
Talk about yourself, honestly.
Talk about yourself. Like, why are you talking about someone else's business so deeply?
Yeah.
Why do you care? Move along.
But I genuinely think that this is such, or like so much of a bigger problem. Like, and Kath and I have felt like this for so much of our lives. We have always felt like we like really view relationships very differently than other people. Like, even, and I don't know, part of it was like, we, when we grew up in Hong Kong, like we made such good friends there, like such genuine friendships and stuff. Then going back to New Hampshire for high school, like we just did not feel that click at all. And it was the first time that we were like, oh, maybe like there aren't people for you everywhere. Or maybe people aren't always that nice. Or maybe but like then, the way that people live doesn't totally align with us.
Sometimes
all the time.
I think now and I'm like, huh, I would love to have a friendship. Because, of course, in throughout high school, even though there were bad times, like, we did have really good times and phases of, like, good friendships with people. And I think back to those, I'm like, I would love to have, like, a little group of friends that would do things all the time and, like, would always hang out. That doesn't happen now. You see someone, like, once a month now, if that, and it's a shitty experience because you're not talking about anything. You're catching each other up on what's happened in your life, and that happens with everyone. And if all you do is catch up with people, you don't do anything more, and it's so irritating.
No, wait, that's really true. That so often I feel like you're like not the, a main character in someone else's life. You're like someone that they go to as like an escape of their like main character life, you know, like you're just getting the ketchup, you're getting the like, you're like their exhale. Or at least I, maybe that's my position in a lot of relationships, because I'm not the one who's gonna like go out with you all the time or be embedded in the gossip. I feel like I'm often the person that like someone goes to for like that like advice or ketchup or like the escape.
It's always the ketchup, and that's what I'm talking about, because it becomes the bland people. Not saying everyone's bland, but if the people you go to like once a month and you like get coffee with or whatever, because they're people who are like you and maybe not completely embedded in your circle if you have a circle. I for one don't. But then it's like if there's no, you have nothing to talk about. There's no variance. You just like do your thing and move on, and like next month maybe you'll do it again.
Yeah. No, but what I was saying was I think that this is a much bigger thing than we think it is, and people just don't talk about it. Because anytime and Catherine and I talk about something like this, so many of you say that like you feel the same way. So many of you like message me questions without me even saying anything about this, like asking about these things and like saying that you feel this way, and like what in the world, like how are you supposed to fix that? And I think
because a lot of people
are just a lot more comfortable just like going with the flow of the crowd and accepting it, and not necessarily like living for themselves, but just living to be like known or seen, or like just feel like they have people around them. So then how do you actually just live for yourself?
So you have two options. You could either live differently than other people as you want, or you could suck it up and be upset and live the same as people around you, even though that's not what you want. And I'm going to make the choice for you, actually, and take away the second option, because I'm not going to let you do that.
Because it's your life.
Because it's your life, and I want you to enjoy it and be happy and do what you want, even though it is so painful and annoying to live the way you want when it is different from everyone around you. It's like a constant negative feeling, but it's the better choice.
When you have big goals and a busy schedule, like all Girls with Goals listeners do, because that is exactly why we are here, it can be so difficult to actually find time for wellness. Even though it's a core value for all of us, small wellness habits can easily be buried by everything we have going on. This is why we have Fleur Marché. Fleur Marché delivers simple, quality, affordable wellness solutions for life's daily challenges. It's founded by women and inspired by the female dreamers, hustlers, and activists on the front lines of change, and their mission is to help you feel 100% every single day with fun and easy-to-understand plant-powered wellness products. Caroline and I have both been using the Fleur Marché Botanical Wellness Patches and have really, really enjoyed them because they're so easy and honestly so cool. They're different than a lot of the products I've used in the past for sleep, relaxation, focus, and relief, which are just some of the patches that Fleur Marché offers. Because they're both effective and fun, I think that's why I've been more intentional about this wellness habit.
with Fleur Marché because I actually enjoy using the patches. So go check out all the patches and all the products that Fleur Marché has for you and try them for yourself. Find your new wellness essentials at fleurmarché.com and get special discount just for our listeners. Get 20% off your first order site-wide with the promo code GOALS at checkout. Go to fleurmarche.com and use code GOALS for 20% off your first order.
Get all the Masterforce outdoor power equipment you need to maintain your yard at Menards. Own the outdoors with Masterforce 80-volt power equipment, delivering all the power of gas without the maintenance. The entire 80-volt line is powered by brushless motors for ultimate performance and productivity. From lawnmowers to leaf blowers, string trimmers, and more, find everything you need to create the lawn of your dreams with Masterforce power equipment at Menards. Save big money at Menards.
Because you flip from external validation to more internal validation, I think, like, when you start making those choices. But again, like, this doesn't have to look like I never want to go out or anything. It's just always making a choice in the moment that is what you want to do. Like, no matter what that is. And it can be whatever it is for you. Like, there's literally no answer at all. It's just, are you doing things just because everyone else is doing them around you, or are you doing things because it's your life and that's what you want to do? And that doesn't have to look one certain way, and it also doesn't have to be black and white. Like, I go out sometimes and genuinely really enjoy it, but for me, it's maybe a once a month thing, you know, versus other people who that might be like 3 days a week every week. And I'm also going to get, and I'm also going to like kind of do my own thing and make sure I'm doing what I want while I'm there. And the next day, and leading up to that, like, I'm just always trying to make choices that are actually what I want to do and just be intuitive with what I want to do.
That is something I've tried to put a focus on, because you can overthink everything. Like, literally,
if I do this now, then
every
what?
Choice, if I do this, then what? But I don't know, that just is irritating. And I think when you do make a choice, because there's so many, like, you make so many choices throughout the day. Number one, they don't all have to be that deep. And that's coming from me, who makes everything that deep. But if you just think in the moment when you're making a choice, if you have two options, which one do you like better? Choose that one. Unless, of course, it's like they have like massive repercussions, in which case, like, weigh your options. But reasonably speaking, choose the one you're going to like more. Mm-hmm. Choose the one you're going to enjoy more in this moment, in the long term.
Or that just feels more aligned with, like, who you are.
Mm-hmm. I think that's maybe the frustration with living differently than other people. There's this pressure to, like, you have to live in a way that's unaligned, and that's so absurdly uncomfortable.
Words that I come back to when I talk about absolutely anything are intuitive and aligned, because I don't think that there's ever one answer for anyone, for anything, except for whatever is in alignment with what actually feels like yourself or who you want to be, and then being intuitive with yourself. Like, it literally all comes back to the relationship with yourself, which is why, like, we talk about it so much, and I think it's huge, is because almost every single thing can come back to that. Almost every single thing for me, in my mind, comes back to your intuition and feeling in alignment with what you want and who you are. So when it comes to what we're talking about, living differently than other people, the frustration is not ever that you're judging other people for what they do, or that you're, like, upset with them for doing that. It's just that if you're doing something that doesn't feel aligned with who you are and what you want to do, that's the frustrating feeling. It doesn't necessarily have to do with anybody else. And so again, like, getting rid of the need for external validation and trying to shift it inwards, we also don't have to, like, blame other people for what they're doing or anything like that.
Right, it has nothing to do with other people.
It's just
living differently than other people has nothing to do with the other people. It has everything to do with
you. And no one's doing anything wrong. It's just we all have different, like, interests and requirements. And it's cool if we can just focus on that instead of just doing, like, what everyone else wants. And so I think that that can apply to absolutely everyone, is just figuring out what actually feels in alignment with you and doing that. It sounds so simple, but it's frustrating and it's complicated. You can't ever but it's go so to rewarding the... because then, like, your relationship with yourself genuinely is the one that matters the most. Like, you are yourself for right. your entire life.
Absolutely. In
your
own I'll head. Say it again and again.
It's your life.
But that doesn't mean don't have anyone in your life. Like, you need
that's
people.
That's never what we're pushing.
But you can't like go to the people that are frustrating you because you live differently or you have different values
and
like,
tell them that there's something wrong with
them. Scream
in
their face and be like, I'm so upset. You can't do that. You just have to deal with it on your own and maybe you move in a different direction.
Yeah. And it's not like resentment for those people for living that type of way, but also understand that if someone does something different than you, you're also doing something different than them. And you want them to like understand you and accept you for whatever you want to do, so you should do the same back to them in the sense that not every person has to have every single quality that you love. Not everything that they have to do has to be something that's aligned with you. Like, it's the different people can be in your life for different reasons kind of thing, or just you don't have to absolutely love everything about everyone to still appreciate them in your life in different aspects.
But you do, you can sense a point where maybe it becomes too much and the parts that you don't like outweigh,
well,
you know,
for
all
sure.
the things that,
but
you, that you do like.
But there's just never going to be someone who is 100% aligned with you ever.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also a lot of people who might do some things differently than you, but you like love them for it. And there's a lot of things that you have in common as well. Similarly to how we opened this episode talking about, I think it's cool when you have similar values than people, but they manifest in different ways. Mm-hmm. Like, we even find that a lot in school. Like, I'm super passionate about what I'm super passionate about. So I feel drawn to people who are really passionate, but about something, like, super different. Because
I feel the
same connection of, like, I like people who care about things. But I also
have, like,
enjoy
a
that
motivation.
It's,
like,
yeah,
that's the
but
value.
I enjoy that it's something different that, like, I can just see them care about and that they can even teach me about a little bit. Or I can just, like, mm-hmm. be interested in that and something that I know nothing about.
I know. I love learning about people's, like, passion projects. Even if I don't get it, I will sit there so happily for hours on end just eating it up.
Yeah. And, like,
because you can see that they're excited and it has nothing to do with your interests, but the values of being passionate about something are the alignment.
Yeah. We have two separate friends who are both doing internships with SpaceX next semester and, like, are so passionate about, like, engineering stuff and, like, that is, like, their dream. And I absolutely love that.
They're
I love hearing
about
people. That. The, yeah, they are both very different people. But, yeah, separately, just, like, two separate friends both got, like, internships with SpaceX. But I'm, like, I love that. And I think that is, like, why I'm such good friends with them. It's, like, they're so passionate about this thing that is so different than anything that I do or am passionate about.
I don't know anything about, like, aerospace engineering.
I go
but
to,
I will sit there and, like, eat. I will be, like, oh, my God, yes.
Yeah.
Aerodynamics.
No, I go to one of this... friends Conrad and I'm like, I'm scared of planes. Can you please explain it to me so that I can feel better getting
she
on a
does.
Plane? I literally do. I'm like, look, I get on planes all the time, but I don't understand them. And so I'm on them and I love to travel, but they terrify me a little bit. That was a little bit off topic, but it's
okay.
interesting.
Bottom line is you shouldn't live exactly like all the people around you. That's stagnant at times, but you should have similar values or something to connect you. You need that something to connect you and, you know, build your relationship off of. And having differences in maybe how you present that or how it manifests, or obviously just slight differences in who you are what's going to, like, drive connections and drive experiences and make it a whole lot better. But different from the norm, like we said, living differently, a lot of times feels like you're differing from the norm. If you're living differently than the majority of people around you or everyone around you. But we've always said this, it's either cool or weird. Like being different, it takes on one of two extremes.
And it's like,
cool
who decides
weird,
that?
They're not actually different.
No.
There's nothing different about it, but how people like define and describe that. My absolute favorite example is... Look, I went to a public high school in the U.S. Theater kids were, like, if you've ever watched a movie, theater kids are, like, depicted as weird, which is not true, but that's how people make it out to be.
Who do people then idolize? Famous actors and actresses and musicians.
Same with professional athletes. If someone
goes to school. They're doing the same shit. It's just not... professional yet. Other people haven't decided that they're cool for doing it yet. So then some people don't. You know what I mean? In my own experience with what I do on social media,
people are coming out of the woodwork in the beginning.
Look,
being like, are you okay?
Yeah. So
what's going on?
Yeah. So, and Catherine and I now have a very successful podcast.
Thanks to you.
Top 1% of Spotify. We've been ranked on health and wellness charts. I have a significant following on Instagram that has I've been building, and now it is a career for me, and I'm signed with a talent agency and all these things that I'm so grateful for. But it took me 2 years starting from nothing to get here. And I will tell you that when I first started doing it, starting from absolute zero, people were so mean. People were so judgmental. People would make comments, and you just have to eat that, because it's weird until you're successful enough that it's cool. And then we idolize influencers, and then we idolize people in the media. But it's not until it's successful.
Nothing changed about it.
On another note that's very different, but when talking about mental health, I heard something recently that was like, we shame people for like we only celebrate people talking about mental health when they're talking about the past tense.
Wasn't that Emma Chamberlain?
Yeah, she said that in the podcast episode.
I saw
once,
a TikTok of it,
and I think it's so applicable to this stuff too. But it's like, can we stop acting like people doing the same things are so different at different points? Like, someone will do the same shit. They'll be making music and they release their first song, and it's like, oh, he's trying to be like a musician. Oh, he's a SoundCloud like musician.
You
blah
don't
blah blah.
Get to be. And then Ed Sheeran without, like...
Without starting.
Posting your first song.
Being nothing, and then starting one day.
You know what I mean?
And then when it ever does become successful. But the problem is that it's so hard
Isn't Ed Sheeran the biggest?
Yeah, I think he's, like, the number one person. But it's, like, it's so hard going through that judgment and that shame and all of that stuff at first that so many people don't ever get to the point where then it's seen as cool or successful. But that comes from you have to find the value within yourself versus externally. Because honestly, if you're just doing what everyone else wants and you're just going with the flow all the time, you're probably still not going to be happy with the people around you. You're probably still not going to be that happy with things. So why not just do whatever you want to do? And people are probably going to be shitty and people are probably going to be judgmental, but like, you're happy with yourself. And if you stick it through, you're going to get to a point of something where you'll be so proud and so happy that you did that. And then you get to a point where people think you're cool and they start coming back and apologizing. And you don't even have to give them the light of day, because it just tells you like who people are. Like, is how they act when you first start differing from something, I guess.
That's okay. On the topic of living differently than other people, though, in your personal life, differing from the norm, if people are like, oh my God, or make fun of you or like judge you, or if you lose people in the process of doing what you prefer, that's okay. Because if you do it with the confidence, if you're doing it, I promise you, you have the confidence to make it cool. Because if you're doing it in general and you're doing it because you really, really want to be, it's like the sureness of, this is what I want. That's what's going to define your actions and make them like solid and justified. And then from there, maybe other people will join you. Maybe you'll gain new people in the process. Maybe you will, I know you will, just enjoy yourself so much more.
Because doesn't it feel so much better to do what you want and like build so much confidence in yourself in that than play it safe, if you feel like you're playing it safe, just so that other people around you not even will be nice, but just won't be mean.
Yeah.
Honestly, that is what it is most of the time. If you're just going with the flow of people and you're around them, because you wouldn't be unhappy with it if like people were so great to you and the best. And also you would feel like you could live as yourself if people were great people to you, because you wouldn't feel like judged or uncomfortable in that situation.
Mm-hmm.
So many things to think about. To wrap it up, I think it is a pretty universal experience to feel out of place sometimes, or to feel like you want to live differently than the people around you. Just because we are all unique people who want different things and like different things. And so we just wanted to talk about this in a sense, one, because we've been thinking about it so much this semester at school, like it has always kind of been present for us, but for some reason now more than ever. Maybe because we have just been burnt out by it and are starting to be like, okay. Or maybe because the culture has shifted around us a little bit, we're just kind of feeling more than ever, like, that it's frustrating to want to be living differently than other people, or to be living differently.
Frustrating to be living differently than other people. To be living
differently, yeah.
And to have other people not want to, or maybe have their words be different than their actions in wanting, in ways of living.
Yeah, and maybe, like, the growing pains of it in general.
Episode 2, growing pains.
That was, like, our second episode ever in the world. But I just think that it is something that, like, so many more people feel than we know, that we say. And at the end of the day, it is your life. Like, legitimately, like, YOLO. So cheesy. But you do have one life, and it is your life. And so at some point, you just have to decide that you're going to do whatever it is that you want to do and live for yourself. And if you can align what you do with what feels right to you, then I guarantee that the people and the opportunities and all of those things will come. Start living in alignment with yourself. Then all of the right people, all of the right opportunities, all of the right things will come to you. Maybe not immediately, but definitely.
So thank you guys so much for listening. I, for one, definitely got heated during this, for sure, because I love this topic and I could talk about it 17 times over, but I won't. Maybe I will.
Maybe she will, maybe she won't.
Anyway, thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope maybe you resonated with it or gained some insight on people. And don't forget to follow all of the accounts at and Catherine Kneen, at Caroline Kneen, at Girls with Goals Pod, TikTok, Instagram. Those are all linked below. And you can still get some merch if you're wanting it. The link for merch will be linked below, but it's...
The link for merch is the first in the show notes below. Also, make sure that you're following the show everywhere you watch, on Spotify or Apple or anywhere else.
And then you get notified every time there's a new episode.
Yeah, I know. It's super cool.
Anyway.
So cool, as if notifications aren't like...
See you next Monday.
Bye.
Hey, y'all, Darius Rucker here. You know, a lot of people ask me, what inspires your music? And one of the big things is a strong sense of place. That's why I love my home state of South Carolina and want to share the awesome things it has to offer. From the beautiful mountains down to the sunny coast, it's got it all. Not to mention two of my personal favorites, great golf and amazing food. Come see why I love this place. Visit discoversouthcarolina.com.
Life's better with American Family Insurance, because our home policies help protect your dreams and come with peace of mind. Save up to 25% by bundling home, auto, and life. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. Discounts may not apply to all coverages on an auto or home policy. Discounts do not apply to life insurance policies. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.